everybody. Welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra. Take some time, create some mindful space to find your place of deepest comfort, your Nidra nest. So, gathering all of your pillows, blankets, eye masks, crystals, stones, having a low support for your neck, a pillow, something under your knees, anything that you and your body needs to be as comfortable as possible. Preparing now to practice. You might want an extra blanket to have on top of you. Maybe you really tuck it in under your heels, around the edges of your body to really give and create that sense of containment, right? Create a little container, a little cocoon for yourself. Lying down with your arms down and out by your side or gently on your belly. The feet falling ever so slightly apart, tucked chin, scooped pelvis, everything beginning to let go and surrender into comfort. And really, we all know this, right? This is the only real requirement of this practice. To be as comfortable as you possibly can, to gift yourself that finally, to let go of all judgment, any expectation, just continue to arrive right here in the present moment. And when you feel, you'll know it, when you feel you've reached your place of deepest comfort, maybe then ask yourself, is there anything I can do to make myself even just a little bit more comfortable? And then take this invitation to close the eyes, maybe you cover them today, and just arrive right here with me into this moment. Allow yourself to be just as you are, knowing you are so welcome, just the way you are here and now. Of course, in Yoga Nidra, there's a very light resolve to remain awake and aware through the practice. But if at any point your body, your mind, your being wants to go to sleep, never fighting that, trusting in that. Just go wherever your body needs to go today. Trust yourself and allow your process to happen. Allow for the medicine, folks. Easy peasy. I, of course, will be your guide today, guiding you through with my voice, my vibe. And I will be bringing you back to everyday awareness at the end. But again, if at any point you want to or just end up letting go of my voice, trust that. Trust yourself. Trust your process and allow for the medicine. Also, though, if you want to let go of any invitation to visualize, to do anything made through the practice. You do know what's best for you. Your body knows best, your intuition. We've been practicing a lot with inner wisdom, intuition. You know you best. There's no right way to do Nidra. There's no wrong way. You don't need to know anything beforehand, just be present. And again, let go of all judgment, any expectation, and trust yourself in this practice. Your practice. Take what you need, leave what you don't. You can't get this wrong. Remember, there's nothing to do here, no one to tend to other than yourself, nothing or no one else needing your energy or your attention. You can just let go. Let go of all the thinking and doing, and instead invite a sense of feeling and being. And begin to feel the weight of your body begin to sink down into the ground, feeling and then knowing that you are completely supported, completely held. Yield to the ground and take your rightful space to rest. Allow your muscles to begin to relax, your face to soften, your eyebrows softening, smoothing out the eyelids becoming so heavy, eyes relaxing back into their sockets, temples letting go of all tension, your jaw unhinged, teeth, gums, tongue relaxing, everything letting go. Feeling the shoulders release the weight of your world, put it down for some time. Allowing for the chest to then gently open with a sense of soft release. The belly free, spacious and easy, all tension gone. No more holding on. Feel the hips opening as you sink deeper still into the ground beneath you. Your legs heavy, relaxing, letting go of all tension, all effort. A letting go all the way down and through tips of your toes. Everything letting go. Now fill your belly with a long, slow, smooth, deep breath in through your nose. Take in a little more air into your chest. Now hold your breath for 3, 2, 1. Sigh it out through the mouth. Let go. Again, through the nose, breathing deeply into your belly, feel it rise on the inhale, flare the ribs, fill the lungs, drink it up. Take a little more air into the chest, and holding here for 5, 4, 3. You've got this. 2, 1. Sigh it out and let it go. Last one here, long, slow, smooth, deepest belly breath in. Fill the diaphragm, fill the space between the ribs, fill the chest, drink it all the way up. Maybe a little more, a sip into the chest, and hold here for 6, 5. You can do anything for 4 seconds. 3, 2, 1, unhinge jaw, make some noise, let that go. Beautiful work here, well done. Just let the body be breathed, continuing in your own time with your own natural breath. Remembering that every breath carries the whole of life all by itself. Let the breath do its thing. Let it soften. Find more of a natural rhythm. No stress or control on the inhale or the exhale. Just let the breath be. Inhaling and exhaling effortlessly through the nose. And just bring a soft attention to this breath. Observing and noticing the sensations inside the body as you take in this beautiful fresh air, filling the whole body, nourishing the body. And every exhale, just noticing how everything softens a little bit more. The muscles loosen their grip on the bones, your tissues and fascia relaxing into space. Everything letting go. All tensions dissolving away. And notice, perhaps, a thin, light coolness in the air as you inhale through the nose. Maybe a thicker warmth on the exhale as the air leaves the body through your nose. Breathe in from the ocean of air that surrounds you. And exhale, let it go. And become aware now of what's going on inside your body. Check in. Maybe you feel called to notice a space where perhaps energy feels a little blocked. Maybe there's still a little tension, a holding on, a grip of sorts. Don't analyze. You don't have to dive into it. Just uncover what you're meant to uncover. And breathe into those spaces. Breathe into each and every space within, knowing, remembering it all has its place. So noticing the breath itself as sensation, this wonderful, healing, vibrant sensation. Breath clearing, cleansing, unknotting now. And could you become aware of your body, all these places and spaces inside, the whole of your body lying here in this space? Without opening your eyes, just bringing to your mind's eye this space that your body is lying in. See the walls, any doors, windows, furniture. Observe yourself in this space, this safe and peaceful space. And begin to notice any sounds around you. They might be sounds from the external world, maybe traffic creaks, ticking, a neighbor. Maybe you hear the sound of your own breath in your body. Without any judgment, any expectation, become aware of sounds all around you and all within you. Just be curious. Just observe and listen. Now, notice the sensations of your blankets, clothing, props, the places where the air lightly touches your skin, places all wrapped up and cocooned in your nidra nest. And again, without any engagement or analysis, just observe and sense with a sense of curiosity. And take a moment now to come to your center of well-being in your body and feel where this resonates within your body, your sacred inner sanctuary, the center of yourself. Maybe it's your belly. Maybe it's your heart center, pineal gland, middle of the brain. Trust yourself where you feel this to be your center, your home within yourself, your center of well-being. And breathe into this space, opening up your center of self with your breath. And know this is a safe place, somewhere you can always return back at any time during this practice or without. And notice in this center a golden radiant light, a pulsing warm light, alive and vibrant. Breathe into this space. Breathe into your golden light. Now I invite you to create your sankalpa. San, meaning connection with our highest truth, and kalpa, meaning vow, of course. Our sankalpa is very personal. It's unique to you and unique to you today. Something only you can connect with and recognize within yourself. When you feel it, you know it. It is your deepest heartfelt desire, that which matters most. So breathing into your center, take some time now to allow your sankalpa to present itself to you. What resonates deeply for you? How do you want to live this one wild, crazy, beautiful, precious life? What attribute do you want to cultivate in order to do that, right? In the space that follows, be patient, trust whatever unfolds. And when you feel your sankalpa rise within you, grab it, connect to it, welcome it into every cell of your being, feel it, embody it with every sense. I could keep going here. You get the gist. Creating your sankalpa, a short positive statement that embodies, encapsulates your heart's desire. Repeat it silently to yourself 3 times. Now allow yourself to rest in this feeling of completeness, resting in this feeling of wholeness. Trusting yourself. Now return to your center of well-being, your home within yourself, wherever you resonate that to be today. See, feel that warm golden light, the steadfast golden light always there for you. We'll now go through around the body, journeying and naming different points. And I invite you to take your home light, your warm golden light, into each place, illuminating and sending its infinite abundance to each and every place. Placing your full awareness, that light, to each place, starting now. Let's do this. Let's dive in. At the right hand thumb. Warm golden light, home light, to the very tip of your right hand thumb. And then see your beautiful golden light gently, delicately illuminate the tip of your index finger, right middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. Your thumb and fingers together. Then see the golden light drop ever so gently into the palm of your right hand. Let it anoint, drop down to the back of the right hand, the right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder, right armpit, right chest, ribs, and waist. Golden light illuminates the right side of the torso, into the right hip, thigh, knee, and the space behind right knee, lower leg, right ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot. Golden light anoints the very tip of the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and right little toe. All of the toes together. Now feel the entire right side of your body fully connected. The entire right side of the body fully aware. Now bring your attention to your left hand and see your beautiful golden light gently drop onto the very tip of your left hand thumb, radiating, illuminating, and then onto the tip of left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, sensing your thumb and left fingers all together. Then see your light drop ever so gently into the palm of your hand. Feel it disperse. Then the back of the hand, your left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, shoulder, left armpit, left chest, left case of ribs, and left waist. Feel the entire left side of your torso illuminated in gold. Your left hip, thigh, knee, and the space at the back of left knee, the lower leg, left ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, the very tip of your left big toe, then left second toe, third, fourth, left little toe, all of your toes illuminated as one. And feel the entire left side of the body fully connected. The entire left side of your body illuminated, fully aware. Now bring your attention to the soles of your feet. See your light illuminating the soles of your feet with your mind's eye. And now the heels, your calf muscles, again the backs of your knees, your hamstrings, the glutes, the tip of your spine, lower back, middle back, both shoulder blades, the upper back, all the way through the curvature of the back of your neck, to the weight in the back of your head. Now soaring all the way to the crown of your head, feel that light flow and soar up the entire back of your body to the very top, the crown. Then feel it drop down and anoint your forehead, radiant and luminous, everything softening and unfolding. Your beautiful warming golden light gently falling onto your right eyebrow, your left eyebrow, your right eye, left eye, and the space between your eyebrows. Everything soft and spacious. The light shining brightly now on your right ear, your left ear, your right cheek, your left cheek, your nose, the very tip of your nose, your lower lip, upper lip, both lips together, your chin, jawline, the channel, the cylinder of the throat, right collarbone, left collarbone, the right side of your chest, the left side of your chest, heart center, the upper belly, lower belly, center of the pelvis, your right groin, left groin, the whole of your right leg, hip to toes, the whole of your left leg, toes to hip, both legs at the same time, both of your legs together, the whole of your right arm, shoulder through fingertips, the whole of your left arm, fingers to shoulder, both arms at the same time, both arms together, the whole of your back body, the whole of your front body, blend back and front together, the whole body together, inside, outside, to the left and to the right, the back, the front, everything radiantly shining and glowing, the whole body together. The whole body together, at ease. And with your mind's eye, move your attention around, inside your body, however you'd like. Explore every space, every inch of your body, every muscle, bone, tissue, cell, organ, vein. And maybe you do this with big sweeping movements or with smaller, more curious explorations. Perhaps you move your attention from the left of your body to the right or from the front to the back. Just be curious without engagement, just observe, move your attention around the body. Now start to breathe in your body through the left side and then breathe out through the right. Your entire left side of body fills up with air, and then exhaling, let everything go from the right. Breathe in, left. Breathe out, right. Now switch. Your next inhale comes in from right side of the body. Then exhale, just let it go through the left. Breathe in, fill the entire right side of your body. and let everything go through the left, in and out, right and left. Now feel the inhale and the exhale through both sides of your body, in and out in perfect balance, in perfect alignment, a continual cycle of breath. Now start to feel a sense of emptiness, of there being nothing inside of the body or outside, completely empty. Feel that. And then invite a sense of fullness, of completeness, of being completely and utterly full inside and out. And then move between these states of feeling complete emptiness and then complete fullness. Fullness and then emptiness, swaying, rocking back and forth. Now hold both together in your mind's eye. Feel emptiness and feel fullness together. Fullness and emptiness together. Now begin to notice those parts of your body which are connected to the floor and the parts which are not. Sense your legs supported by the floor, that little space behind your knee, your buttocks, and the little space at the top of the thigh. Your back long and flat on the floor. The little space at the small, the curve of the low back lifted ever so slightly from the earth. Your spine, your head heavy and rested. And the space under the curvature at the back of the neck. Just observe. Become aware of your body lying here in this space, aware of the space that your body is in. Now, in your mind's eye, see a single drop of water, one single drop. And watch as this single drop of water lands in a stream that's flowing just in front of you. One single drop landing ever so gently in the small stream before you, connecting and flowing now as part of the stream. You see further ahead that this small stream connects to a river, a wider expanse of water moving and flowing effortlessly, finding its way wherever there's space, filling the space with ease, nothing stopping the water from flowing as it eases its way around and through any obstacle in its way. You see, along the river bank, that the waters open and expand even further still now into the ocean. A vast expanse of deep waters, calm, powerful, yet peaceful. Waters as far as the eye can see. Your one drop of water, now part of the unbounded, endless, and abundant sea. And like this one drop of water, know that you too are interconnected with the unbounded, vast, endless abundance of life. You, sweet one, are not a single drop in the ocean. You are the entire ocean in one single magnificent drop. Feel an invitation now for you to step into the sea. Get into the ocean. You feel how cool and refreshing the waters are on your feet and your legs as you walk in from the softest, the silkiest sand. Maybe you choose to stay in the shallows or allow yourself to walk even further, eventually leaning back and floating gently into the clear blue waters. Allowing yourself to be held, rocked by the sea. And relax here, knowing, trusting that you are fully held, nourished, cleansed, and healed by the waters of the ocean. Your ocean of infinite potentiality, abundance, the ocean of all there is. And you remember here, abundance isn't anything to acquire or achieve. It's something we tune into, something we can dive into, fall back into. Abundance is always there. And the easiest way we can access abundance is when we notice and give thanks for all of the wonderful golden things we already have in our lives. So rest now, dear one, in your own abundance, the vast, infinite ocean of your abundance. And in your gratitude for all of the magnificent gifts of your life. Bring your attention now to the space between your eyes. You'll hear my voice naming a few images, and as they are named, do your best to visualize them. With your awareness on the space between your eyes, imagine gentle waves of the sea. The tide flowing effortlessly in and back out. Fluffy white clouds in a blue sky. A purple rose sunny morning, a peaceful dark night, lit up with moonlight, stars, and fireflies. A white sandy beach, a field of wildflowers, drizzling rain, candlelight from 3 candles, a mountain stream, a red butterfly with orange spots, a single drop of water falling from a green leaf, a garden full of flowers, the setting sun, a sailboat, the sound of a bell ringing, a large lake, summer's ice cream, a high mountain with snow-capped peaks, a single pebble being dropped into a still pool of water, a carpet of crunchy fall leaves, a stormy night, a sunflower tall and confident, the sound of a waterfall, a full moon, a single stag on the moor, a field of aromatic lavender, a quiet space to call your own. Now return to your experience of yourself in this moment, here and now, becoming aware of this breath, the boundaries of your being melting into pure awareness. And be the observer of all that is unfolding within you, resting here as pure awareness, resting in the freedom of simply being. May today there be peace within. May you trust that you are exactly where you are meant to be. May you not forget the infinite possibilities that are born of faith and trust in yourself. May you use the gifts that you have received, will continue to receive, and pass on the love that has been given to you. May you be content with yourself, just as you are. And as you lay in this state of grace, remembering to always follow your own inner wisdom, your own inner truth, your own inner bliss, the light of your golden center. Just taking a moment now to be grateful for having given yourself this time. This time for deep rest. Grateful for your incredible body and its innate ability to rest and renew all by itself. And with gratitude, returning now to your Sankalpa, your heart vow. Repeating your statement again 3 times to yourself and really embody it. Recognize what a gift it is, a full embodiment of your heart's desire. Draw your attention back to the breath. Notice it flowing through your nostrils. Breathing rhythmically, naturally, floating back to everyday awareness, coming back up to the surface. Take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath with me. Let it go. Feel your body as you come back to this space. Your clothes, your coverings, your body on the ground, eyes closed. Imagining your external space, where you are in it. Slowly drifting back into this space. Inviting the effects of this practice to stay with you as you return back to your body. Back to this moment, to this time and space. Any wiggles, squiggles, stretches, smiles, deep breaths, waking up the body in a way that makes sense to you. Return to this space, maybe hug knees in, big full body stretch, roll to your side, stay on your back. There's no rush. Take all the time that you need. With hands at heart center. The golden light within me sees, acknowledges, and so appreciates the golden light in you. I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, sweet, sweet friend. Shine on.